Revenge of the Billionaire Girl. Chapter 1. Hey, you look a lot like my ex-boyfriend. Are you all right, Sophia? Shall I go with you? Chloe Thomas asked worriedly, standing at the door of a premium KTV suite in Sealand. Her best friend, Sophia Lawson, was dizzy after drinking. No, thanks. I'll go to the bathroom. I'm not drunk. Enjoy yourselves. Sophia waved her hand, held the wall, and staggered out of the suite. She flaunted her curvy figure in a tight-fitting black dress. Exhaling, she had to admit those people were good at drinking. The suite's restroom was occupied, so she had to use the public one outside. After coming out of the ladies' room, Sophia looked baffled, forgetting the suite's number. She studied the room numbers and doors carefully but failed to see any difference, so she randomly walked to one of them. When she pushed the door open, she found colorful neon lights sparkling in the dark room. Sophia was too drunk to see things clearly. Her vision blurred. To cover her awkwardness, she grabbed a liquor bottle and yelled to others, "Come on. Let's make a toast." Other people in the suite gaped at her in confusion. Who is she? However, Flynn Price recognized her. Drake, isn't she? The man elegantly sitting in the center gave off a powerful vibe. He had such a strong presence that it was hard for others to not notice him. Once Sophia appeared in the suite, he recognized her. Seeing nobody move, Sophia paced around while holding the liquor bottle and asked, "Why don't you drink? Afraid of getting drunk?" Suddenly, her gaze fell on a charming man. As if she was sure he could drink with her, Sophia kicked away the legs in her way, swinging toward him. Then she naturally sat next to Drake Riley. The atmosphere became tense. Drake smelled her familiar scent that he had missed for many years. Although he looked calm, no one could tell how hard he was repressing his surged emotions. Being closer to him, Sophia faintly saw a familiar face. Her gaze traveled from his handsome eyebrows, intense eyes, straight nose bridge, and perfect lips, all of which indicated he was a cold, self-restrained man. Suddenly, she raised his chiseled chin with her index finger, stared at him, and remarked, "Gee. You look so much like my ex-boyfriend." Flynn turned down the corners of his mouth, wondering if Sophia was drunk or faked it. Holding Drake's face, Sophia studied him carefully. The man in her memories used all possible means to break up with her 3 years ago. First, he asked his mother to give her money. Later, he let all his family and relatives bully her. Even his servants and maids insulted her. Besides, it turned out he had a fiancée. However, he pursued her and lied to her that he would only marry her all his life. Recalling the past sent Sophia into a rage. She slapped the man across his face. "You scumbag, Drake Riley." Seemingly she hadn't vented her anger. The next second, she poured the liquor in her bottle onto Drake's head. Soon, the yellowish liquid stained his gorgeous face. Others gaped at the scene. Drake was the wealthiest man in Sealand. After taking over his family's company, he had monopolized Sealand's economic lifelines in 3 years. He only had a fiancée. No other women dared to approach him. Those who boldly hit on him ended up miserably. Therefore, others covered their eyes, having no courage to watch the next scene. Sophia overlooked Drake's ferocious gaze on her. She pulled out some cash from her handbag with difficulty and tossed it onto his face. "Think you are awesome because you are rich? Think you can bully me, huh? I just hit you. This is the compensation." She tossed all the cash and coins onto Drake's face as she spoke. Then she drew a breath of relief, feeling relaxed. Sophia picked up a glass on the table and took a sip in satisfaction. Waving them goodbye, she said, "Ladies and gentlemen, have fun. I'm super happy today. Please excuse me. See you." Then she swung out of the suite delightfully as if she had experienced something joyous. The suite was blanketed by silence. No one dared to have a look at Drake. They were afraid that Drake would vent his anger on them. Drake clenched his fists tightly. "Bravo, Sophia Lawson. It's been 3 years. You impressed me." The next morning, Sophia was woken up by the ringing tone of her phone. She felt a slight migraine from the hangover the previous night. "Why are you calling me so early, Chloe?" "I'm still sleeping." "My princess, you've offended Drake Riley, the demon of Sealand. How can you still be in the mood to sleep?" Sophia almost stopped breathing. "What did you say? Who did I offend?" "The demon of Sealand, Drake Riley." Chloe couldn't explain to her in detail. "Sweetheart, do you have enough money? If not, I can lend some to you. Buy a flight ticket and run away. Hurry." Drake Riley. Did she saw and even offend Drake Riley last night? "You don't have time now, sweetie." Chloe ended the call. Shortly after, she transferred $20,000 to Sophia. Before Sophia recovered herself, she heard the doorbell ring, thinking it must be her older brother. Therefore, she didn't change her lace nightgown but put on the slippers before opening the door. A tall, sturdy man was standing outside. She gaped at his familiar face, overwhelmed by his mint scent. It wasn't her older brother but Drake. When she returned to her senses and was about to slam the door shut, Drake entered her house, trapping her against his chest and the wall. His sinister eyes were fixed on her in jest, a faint smile playing on his lips. "Don't you recognize me?" he asked mellowly, his voice reminding her of the cello. Her heart started racing. Sophia knew he was handsome but he looked more charming than 3 years ago. "We met last night. How can you forget me? Do you need me to help you recall it?" His heated breath was on her neck, making her stiffen. With a fatally attractive smile, he added, "It's been a long while. I didn't expect your sensitive spot was still here." Sophia returned to her senses, struggling to break free. However, she wasn't as physically strong as him and failed. "What on earth do you want?" Sophia glared at him. Her pretty eyes revealed displeasure. Chapter 2. Is that demon your first lover who cheated on you? I remember a line from an author. If a man and a woman haven't had sex before breaking up, they must do it after they see each other again. Well. Drake's gaze traveled down from her neck bluntly. You seem to be ready for it. Following his gaze, Sophia checked herself. Her black lace nightgown only wrapped limited parts of her body, her snow-white skin being revealed. She looked enchanting. Anyone who saw her like this would lose control. I dare you, Drake Riley. Oops, you finally recall who I am. You must have been pretending at the KTV last night. Sophia couldn't recall what she had done the previous night. However, Chloe phoned her and transferred her some money, so she guessed she must have done something horrible. Did you come to get even with me? Sophia calmed down after knowing his purpose, a charming smile touching her lips. She looked completely different from 3 years ago. Drake's eyes became steely. His hands moved to her neck. They almost clung to each other. You suddenly vanished in my life 3 years ago. Now you appeared again. What do you want? Suddenly vanished. Sophia repeated his words playfully. Is that what they told you? Drake gazed at her. What do you mean? Nothing. Mr. Riley, you have a fiancé. Please let the bygones be bygones. A qualified ex-boyfriend should never appear again as if he has been dead. Drake suddenly increased the strength to pinch her neck. Why did you suddenly appear in my sight then and say those words? Sophia Lawson, what's your purpose? Sophia mocked, Mr. Riley, I didn't expect you to be so mad. Have you never forgotten about me in the past 3 years after we separated? Sophia giggled and covered her mouth with one hand, looking lovely. Mr. Riley, I didn't expect you to be so obsessed with me. I feel indeed honored. You'd better stop trying my patience. He pinched her neck harder. Sophia almost suffocated but only stubbornly gazed at him without begging for mercy. Suddenly, a man with a strong vibe strode into the living room and snapped at Drake, "Mr. Riley, stop it. It's not proper to do it in my house, is it?" Seeing him, Drake looked at him up and down and uttered his name, Travis Lawson. "Mr. Riley, I'm honored you still remember me. What has brought you down to my house today? What can I do for you? Is this your house?" Drake asked in a threatening tone. "It is," Travis Lawson answered without hesitation. Drake darted a glance at Sophia and released her. He stuffed his hands into the pockets of his slacks and took a few steps backward. In the corner, his expression couldn't be seen clearly. He uttered with a meaningful smile on his lips, "Sophia Lawson, I'll see you again." His words made Sophia tremble. Travis strode over and stood protectively before her. Gazing at Drake's receding back, he said expressionlessly, "Mr. Riley, remember to close the door." He was absolutely the first one to have the guts to remind Drake to do so. "Humph." Drake snorted, vanishing in their sight. After Drake entered the elevator, Travis closed the door and returned to Sophia. "Did he hurt you, Sophia?" Sophia immediately felt relaxed. "Nah. Why were you late, Travis?" If she had known it was Drake outside, she wouldn't have opened the door without checking. "There was a traffic jam, so I was late. Why did he come here?" Travis put the breakfast on the table and asked intentionally or unintentionally. Sophia's fingers trembled slightly. "Travis, I asked you for a favor earlier. How's it going now?" Travis had doted on Sophia since childhood. Since she skipped answering his question, he wouldn't insist on asking. Rubbing her soft hair, Travis chuckled. "Sophia, you are my younger sister. How could I forget it? Check this." Sophia took an invitation card over, which read the words, "Birthday banquet at Riley Manor. Please RSVP." Memories rushed into her mind and gradually faded. After breakfast, Sophia received Chloe's call again. "Hello, my princess. Have you run away?" Sophia giggled. As dimples appeared on her cheeks, she looked adorable. "Nope. Why would I?" Chloe asked anxiously, "Aren't you afraid Drake Riley will retaliate against you? Forgotten why I returned?" Chloe was confused at the beginning. Soon, she took the tumble and gaped. "Gosh. It turns out he's your scumbag first lover who cheated on you. Congrats, your answer is correct. You won 100 points. Wait. I thought you deliberately used such an outdated way to chat him up. It turned out he was." Furrowing her brows, Sophia asked, "What on earth did I do last night?" Chloe wanted to mock her. However, she recalled all their friends had been drunk last night, so she sent a video clip to Sophia. While watching it, Sophia smiled. Chloe giggled. "Well, you've done a good job indeed. You took revenge on the scumbag so fast. Shall we go shopping to celebrate it?" "Why not?" Sophia intended to attend the banquet, so she needed an evening dress. Besides, she wanted to check the new arrivals in the stores. In a clothing store, Chloe took a fancy to a red dress with a single glimpse. "Sophia, you'll look gorgeous in it. Try it on." "Sure." Sophia also liked that dress and was about to try it on. However, a woman walked over and chimed in arrogantly, "I like that dress. Let me try first." Her voice and tone were familiar to Sophia. They hadn't met for 3 years, but she was still the same. The saleslady looked at Sophia apologetically. "Sorry, ma'am. She's the daughter of the Riley family and our SVIP customer. I'm afraid I must let her try this dress on first." Sophia looked back at her elegantly and nobly. Really? Since she's the daughter of the Riley family, I'm unwilling to let her try it on first. You. Sophia Lawson. Aria Riley looked at her in surprise. Sophia walked to her and smiled gracefully and politely. Miss Riley, why are you so shocked to see me? Chapter 3. You can't repay what you've owed me in this life. The next second, Aria pounced at her. Sophia Lawson, you shameless bitch. How dare you hit on my brother again? I'm gonna teach you a lesson on my sister-in-law's behalf. Sophia slightly dodged, and Aria fell to the ground on her cheeks. Sophia snorted and said with mockery, Miss Riley, you purposely hurt me before, but I didn't expect you would kneel to me to show your respect. Thank you, but I can't take it. Her words angered Aria so much that the latter's face was twisted in anger. Bitch. I'm gonna kill you. Sophia narrowed her eyes coldly. When Aria came near, she lifted her foot to hook Aria's leg, and Aria fell to the ground again. Ouch. Aria. A woman trotted into the clothing store and toward Aria. Aria, are you all right? Aria had never been so embarrassed in public before. Glaring at Sophia, who had a triumphant smile, she stood up with Amelia Lane's help. She gazed at Sophia in a fury. I'm all right, Amelia. No worries. I didn't expect to meet this woman so quickly. Amelia, she must have returned to Sealand to steal Drake from you. Amelia turned around, looking Sophia in her eyes. No. Impossible. How could Sophia Lawson? Sophia didn't miss any changes in their expressions and said in a mocking tone, Amelia Lane, you didn't expect to see me again, did you? Amelia stiffened. Aria's gaze swept between the two women and asked, Amelia, what does she mean? Blood drained from Amelia's face. Sophia could tell Amelia had hidden something from Aria and withdrew her gaze. Then she snorted at Aria. Aria Riley, you're wrong. I have an older brother, so I have no interest in stealing your brother from her. It's been 3 years, but why do you still like snatching things from others? What is your problem? Aria went ballistic. Stop faking, Sophia Lawson. You should know what I mean. You are the one who has problems. Psycho. Arg. She let out a cry in pain. Chloe approached Aria without being noticed. Dragging Aria's hair forcibly, Chloe chuckled. Who's the psycho, Aria Riley? I didn't mean you. What's it up to you? Chloe snorted. Sophia is my best friend. How dare you insult her? I've heard about you many times and longed to teach you a lesson for a long time, bitch. She increased the strength to pull Aria's hair. Amelia walked to them worriedly. Please let go of Aria, Sophia. It was my fault. Aria was innocent. Aria yelled, stop begging her, Amelia. I'm okay. Arg. Chloe didn't do anything but dragged Aria's hair, and Aria couldn't bear the pain at all. Sophia retorted in disdain, Amelia Lane, you are still so hypocritical. Well, Aria Riley is such a simpleton to trust you. Simpleton? I dare you to repeat it. Aria almost hopped up in a fury. Sophia answered leisurely, Aria Riley is a simpleton, a retard. You. Let go of her. A man strode in, giving off a threatening vibe. Sophia cast a glance at him. It turned out to be Drake. She wondered if he entered to shelter his fiancée. The next second, Amelia trotted to him and prompted, please help Aria, Drake. Drake stared at Chloe. Chloe had to admit that his vibe scared her, but she was with Sophia, so she ignored him fearlessly. Then Drake looked over at Sophia. Sophia swung toward Aria. Hoping to scratch Sophia with her fingers, Aria warned with gritted teeth, Sophia, my brother has come. If you don't have a death wish. Before she finished her words, she was slapped across her face. Aria. Amelia cried out as if Aria was her biological sister. Chloe thumbed up at Sophia. Just now, she had thought Sophia was frightened by Drake. Aria was baffled. She muttered in disbelief, "How dare you hit me?" Pack. She was slapped again. Aria Riley, you owed me. I'm paying you back. Let alone your brother, even if the president of our country backs you up today, I'll not be afraid. You'll never pay me back what you've owed me. Let's go, Chloe. Chloe dragged Aria's hair again before letting her go. When Aria wanted to roar behind the two, she noticed Drake's terrifying gaze, feeling aggrieved. Sophia darted a glance at Drake and Amelia while bypassing them and approached Drake purposely. She put her hand on his shoulder and said ironically, "You bitch, a couple hasn't married yet? Hurry up. You two better never harm other innocent girls or boys again." With those words, Sophia and Chloe walked away without looking back. Aria was about to curse behind them, but Drake grabbed her arm to stop her. "Aria, enough is enough." Aria looked at him pitifully. "Drake, do you know how viciously Sophia Lawson has cursed us? She said I'm a psycho. She called you and Amelia a bitch a couple. How could you let her leave? She said you would never pay her back what you'd owed her. What did she mean?" Aria subconsciously looked away and dared not look at him. When she raised her head again, she asked, "Drake, didn't you come here to pick up a dress for Amelia for Grandpa's birthday banquet? Look. That red dress fits her." Drake walked over. Amelia also exhaled breath in relief. On the weekend, the birthday banquet of Drake's grandfather, Nathan Riley, the old Riley, was held. Many celebrities from all industries attended it, sending their wishes to the old Riley. When Drake entered the hall with Amelia in a red dress, they became the focus. Drake was the heir of the Riley family. After returning to Sealand 3 years ago, he developed his family's company and made his family more influential. Although he was only 25, he had become a business tycoon. The Riley family wanted him to get married, and he had been dating Amelia for several years. Therefore, everyone's attention was attracted as soon as they appeared. "Mr. Riley and Miss Lane are a perfect match." "I agreed." "You have been dating for 5 or 6 years, right, Mr. Riley? When will you hold the wedding?" Chapter 4. This woman likes to play with men's feelings. Amelia cast a shy glance at Drake, expecting him to answer the question. Like they said, they had been together for 5 or 6 years. She was getting older. If she still couldn't get married soon, she would become the laughingstock in Sealand. However, Drake didn't seemingly hear their questions. A hidden trace of disappointment flashed through Amelia's eyes. Drake walked to the old Riley and said respectfully, "Happy birthday, Grandpa." Amelia echoed, "Happy birthday, Grandpa. This is my gift to you. Wish you happy every day." The old Riley took the gift box over while smiling at her. "Wonderful. Thank you for the gift, Amelia. I'm so happy. I hope you and Drake can get married ASAP, so I'll have a great grandson soon." The old Riley said those words to admit Amelia's identity in the Riley family. Amelia replied shyly, "Please be patient, Grandpa. Drake and I are still young." The old Riley said, "Yes, you are, but I'm not young. If you don't give birth to my great-grandson, I'm afraid I cannot see him before going to heaven. Come on, Grandpa." Amelia pouted. "Stop saying that. You'll live healthy and long. You sweet talker." The old Riley cast a doting smile at her. Olivia Grant, the old Riley's daughter-in-law, exchanged a look with Aria, smiling. Olivia reminded the old Riley, "Dad, didn't you say you would make an announcement to our guests tonight?" Being reminded, the old Riley said, "Right. I have good news to share with everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming to my birthday banquet. I want to take this chance to announce Emilia looked tense. After this evening, she would become Drake's official fiancé. Even though Drake didn't respond to the old Riley's words earlier, she believed he would surely obey his grandfather. Suddenly, a Lincoln limousine appeared at Riley Manor's gate. A guest noticed it and exclaimed, "Isn't that Mr. Travis Lawson's car? He's the oldest son of the Pinkerton Lawson family. Is he also here?" The Riley family is indeed respected. The Lawson family never attended any banquets before. The old Riley had forgotten what he wanted to announce earlier. Wearing a smile, he looked at the entrance expectantly. Like the Riley family in Sealand, the Lawson family was influential in Pinkerton. Earlier, they mailed the invitation card to the Lawson family but were told they wouldn't attend it. Much to the old Riley's surprise, they came tonight. The old Riley wondered if they intended to give him a surprise. After the rear door was opened, a black leather shoe appeared in sight first. An attractive man nobly got off and elegantly buttoned his suit jacket. Everyone held their breath when watching him. Is he Mr. Lawson? He's more lovely than I've imagined. Oh, my goodness. How charming. I wish I could marry him. Help me. I'm fainting. The man nodded at all the guests politely. Then he turned around and reached his hand into the car while covering the car roof gentlemanly. Shortly after, a woman in a black dress appeared. Silence blanketed the house. A long while later, one man sighed, "Sh, she looks gorgeous. Who is she?" "She appeared with Mr. Lawson together, so she must be his girlfriend or fiancé. Arg. I envy her. She can marry Mr. Lawson." Sophia naturally took Travis' arm. Travis' expressionless face cracked into a doting smile. Everyone was stunned. Sophia smiled at him sweetly and shyly. In others' eyes, they were in love. Watching the scene from afar, Drake felt it an eyesore. Emilia glanced at him secretly and felt upset about his reaction. However, thinking that she was in Riley Manor and everyone would take her side, she stood more upright. Taking Sophia, Travis walked to Drake and greeted him politely, "Good evening, Mr. Riley." They both gave off the same strong auras. "Nice to meet you again, Mr. Lawson." They shook hands and let go quickly. Drake couldn't take his eyes off Sophia. Standing next to Travis, she wore a bright smile. The black dress made her slim figure more petite. Drake was attracted by her slender waist. His eyes darkened, becoming steely, but he didn't realize it. What's her relationship with Travis Lawson? He couldn't help wondering. "Sophia Lawson? Why are you here? Who do you think you are to be here?" Aria had seen Sophia long ago. She wished to hear the old Riley announce good news about Drake and Emilia tonight but didn't expect Sophia to appear and interrupt the old Riley. Travis remarked unhappily, "Is this how the Riley family welcomes their guests? Sophia, let's leave." "Apologize, Aria," Drake ordered decisively. Aria didn't forget how Sophia had embarrassed her in the shopping mall the other day. "Mr. Lawson, I did it for your own good. This woman likes playing with men's feelings. Think she loves you? You are wrong. She only loves your money. If she finds a man wealthier than you, she'll leave you." "Shut up," Drake snapped. Aria looked at him, aggrieved. "Drake, I'm telling the truth. Back then, she—" Drake stopped her again, "I'm sorry, Mr. Lawson. My sister is too rude. I apologize on her behalf." Aria gaped at him in disbelief. Travis, however, didn't accept the apology. "I came to send my father's blessings to Mr. Nathan Riley. Since I'm not welcomed here, none of our Lawsons will come here again." "Please stay, Mr. Lawson," the old Riley arrived and said. Walking to Aria, he glared at her. "How rude are you? Hurry. Apologize to Mr. Lawson." Aria didn't think she had done anything wrong but told the truth. However, her brother and grandfather requested her to apologize, so she lowered her voice and said, "I'm sorry, Mr. Lawson. It's my fault." A sneer played on Travis' lips. "You don't owe me an apology but the lady standing by me." Chapter 5. How can you come here without some gifts? Aria yanked up her head in disbelief. How could she be willing to apologize to Sophia? The old Riley smiled at Travis and explained, "Mr. Lawson, I also want to tell you something. Our families used to cooperate together. We are doing it for your own good, Mr. Lawson. We knew the woman next to you long ago. She's an indecent, vain gold digger. We're afraid." Before he finished his words, the old Riley noticed Travis' icy gaze and stopped speaking. He was taken aback, wondering what was wrong with his speech. Sophia chuckled and walked to him. "Long time no see, Mr. Riley. You are still so fond of slandering me in public." The old Riley detested her, indeed, looking annoyed. "Sophia, you should know what you've done before. My family and I welcome Mr. Lawson to enter my house, but you cannot go in." Other guests wondered what the grudge was between the girl and the Riley family. Despite his dignity, the old Riley refused her to enter his house. Before Travis responded, Sophia pinched his hand secretly, her gaze sweeping around Riley Manor. With an ironic smile, she remarked, "Riley Manor? I've never thought of entering it. I came to sicken you guys. Now, I've achieved my goal. I won't stay any longer. However," Sophia paused. "Mr. Nathan Riley, you stopped me from entering your house today. In the future, if you want me to go in, even if your whole family kneels to beg me, I'll never walk in. You can't regret it." Her words hurt the Riley's dignity. Aria roared angrily, "Who do you think you are? Beg you? Who would?" Before finishing shouting, she noticed Travis's warning gaze and stopped speaking. Travis returned to be expressionless. "She's leaving, and so am I. See you, Mr. Riley." He took Sophia's hand and was about to leave. Sophia giggled, "We cannot be here for nothing, can we? The guests will think the Lawson family is too stingy. How can we come here without a birthday gift for Mr. Riley? That's too rude." Aria had a bad hunch and yelled, "What on earth do you want, Sophia Lawson?" The small screens that hid around Riley Manor suddenly lit up. All of them formed a screen on which a familiar woman appeared. It was Emilia. She was 18 or 19 on the video, wearing weird outfits, which shocked all the people. Her hair was colorful. Wearing heavy makeup, she clung to many men while dancing on the dance floor of a bar. Meanwhile, those men touched her body. Instead of pushing them away, Emilia seemed to enjoy it immensely. One guest asked, "Is it my illusion? Isn't that Drake Riley's fiance? Jesus Christ! What's going on?" After the erotic dance, many other scenes shocked the guests. Emilia didn't only have sex with one man but joined a group bang. Many guests were sickened while watching. Emilia panicked. "That wasn't me. That wasn't me." However, no one believed her, looking at her in disgust as if she was naked in public. Gripping Drake's arm, Emilia cried, "Drake, please trust me. I've never done those things. I wonder where those videos come from. Sophia Lawson must have faked them to set me up." Drake gazed at her hand icily. "Let go." Emilia wanted to tighten her grip but was freaked out by his gaze. She had to let go of him gradually. Drake asked, "Why didn't she set up others but you?" "Emilia Lane, don't you think you owe me an explanation?" Emilia froze. Trying to repress her panic, Olivia strode to them. "Drake, you've known Emilia for years. Don't you know what kind of girl she is? Have you forgotten what Sophia Lawson did to you back then? How can you trust her?" The old Riley was so furious that his blood pressure rose. "What on earth do you want, Sophia Lawson. Watching their hypocritical reactions, Sophia chuckled, "What have your Riley family done to me back then? I'll return everything to you. That's the birthday gift for you, Mr. Riley. See you around." Sophia and Travis were about to sit in the car. While bypassing Drake, she didn't spare him a glance as if he wasn't there. The old Riley wanted to stop them, but no one had the guts to stop Travis. The two sat in the Lincoln limousine and left. In the car, Sophia leaned against the car window, lost in thought. Travis asked leisurely, "Was it him?" Sophia answered softly with a grunt. "Humph. They'll regret it." Years ago, Sophia wanted to be independent and attend college in a city where no one knew her. Although he and their parents were worried, they had to agree as it was her wish. 3 years later, Sophia returned home. She looked upset and was injured, and she didn't recover until after lying for 3 months at home. Travis checked secretly and found a woman had hit Sophia with a car. However, Sophia didn't want him to do anything, so Travis didn't take action. He also knew that woman had done so for a man. Although he wished to chop that man into pieces, Sophia insisted on taking revenge herself, so Travis had to respect her. However, from tonight's situation, Travis realized that the Riley family had hurt Sophia more severely than he had imagined. He decided to do something to protect his younger sister well. The living room, Riley Manor. Emilia knelt on her knees, shaking her head vigorously. "Grandpa, I've never done such things before. Sophia Lawson has known I'm Drake's fiancé, so she set me up." Drake narrowed his gaze at her. Noticing it, she looked away with no guts to look into his eyes. The old Riley pounded the table angrily. "I know what has happened. Sophia Lawson hurt Drake back then. How dare she have done such a thing? Think Mr. Lawson is her boyfriend, so she can do anything? I'm going to call his father. I don't think his father will let a woman tarnish the Lawson family's reputation." Chapter 6: Bullying her daughter equals to courting death. All people held their breath, standing motionlessly in silence. When the call was connected, Abbott Lawson was feeding his wife, Laura Woods, with the dishes he had prepared. "Long time no see, Mr. Lawson. How have you been?" the old Riley asked with a smile. Abbott put away his phone without glancing at it. "Stop beating around the bush, Mr. Riley. You haven't called me for years. What do you want?" The old Riley was taken aback. He answered, "Okay. I'll go straight to the point. I heard your son had a girlfriend named Sophia Lawson. Do you know it?" "Of course." "So." The old Riley could tell Abbott's attitude wasn't good, feeling annoyed. After all, he was much older than Abbott's father. Abbott should show him some respect instead of being so rude. "You do not know her background, do you? Sophia Lawson is poor and uneducated. She likes hitting on wealthy men. Years ago, she hit on my grandson because he was rich. Later, she found other men who were richer than my grandson, so she dumped him." "Grandpa." Drake stopped him as he couldn't bear to listen any longer. The old Riley glared at him and continued on the phone, "Mr. Lawson, you should know I never talk bad about others on their backs. For the sake of our family's friendship, I don't want your son to be deceived. I'm saying those words out of kindness." Abbott snorted. "Thank you, Mr. Riley. My son is not that stupid to be fooled by a woman. If there's nothing else, I gotta go." Without waiting for the old Riley's response, he ended the call. Abbott snarled, "I haven't asked him for an explanation. How dare he call me? Have they forgotten how Drake Riley hurt my daughter?" Laura sneered. "If Sophia hadn't insisted on getting even with them by herself, I would have broken into their house and got even with them long ago. Who had the guts to bully her daughter must have a death wish." The other side. The old Riley looked annoyed. It seemed the Lawson family didn't appreciate his kindness. He decided to take some action. Drake, Sophia Lawson made trouble at my birthday banquet. If she doesn't apologize to our Riley family in public and to the reporters, she can't blame us for being rude. I'm talking to you, Drake. Heard me? The old Riley raised his voice and shouted, noticing Drake was absent-minded. Drake returned to his sense. Yes, Grandpa. The following day, the Riley family posted a video clip to social media platforms. On the screen, Amelia explained like a victim, Sophia Lawson is always jealous of me. At college, she pursued Drake and became his girlfriend for a short while. Later, we learned she had done it for Drake's money. In the 3 years at college, Sophia Lawson relied on Drake's money for her tuition fees and living expenses. We thought they were truly in love and would get married after graduating, so we didn't object to them. However, in the fourth year, Sophia Lawson dated another man who seemed wealthier than Drake. Drake hadn't taken over the Riley family's company at that time. When Drake suffered disappointment in love, I accompanied him all the time. Although he didn't love me, I was willing to help him recover. Then he gradually let go of her, and we started dating. After 3 years, Sophia Lawson appeared again. Evidently, she must have known Drake had become rich and wanted to reconcile with him. That was why she deliberately slandered me. No matter what you want to do, Sophia Lawson, I don't care. I've never done those things, so I won't be afraid of being slandered. Drake and I love each other deeply, and you won't break us up. We'll get married and have children. We'll be happy. Please let go of me and also yourself. Okay. After Amelia's video was available online, many netizens commented on it and discussed it. What a material woman. She doesn't deserve to live in this world. Go to hell, you material bitch. That material bitch will never go to heaven. I wish she would never leave hell. She should be punished by law. Reading the comments, Chloe seethed in rage. While retorting to the netizens, she called Sophia, "Sophia, is the old Mr. Riley a fool? Even if he asks a technician to identify the video clips, he will know they are not fake. How could he trust Amelia Lane so much?" Reading those comments, Sophia felt upset. However, she knew those netizens were stupid and easy to be misled. Will you just tolerate them? Of course not. Think I'm not fully prepared before doing something. Her words made sense, so Chloe stopped worrying. Riley Manor. Browsing the comments, Amelia could tell all the netizens had taken her side. The previous day, she was cursed as a whore online. However, she had become a pitiful woman. It was all because of Olivia's help. Thank you, Aunt Olivia. If you hadn't helped me, I wouldn't know what to do. Amelia, it's not the end yet. If a technician proves the videos are not fake, your effort will be in vain. The most important thing for you now is to make Drake marry you ASAP. Amelia knew what she meant. However, she had worked so hard for years, but Drake treated her coldly. Olivia pulled out a pill and put it in Amelia's hand. You can use this at the critical moment. Amelia picked it up and asked in confusion, "What's this?" Olivia wore a smile. It's that kind of pill. Do you know how I managed to kick Drake Riley's birth mother away? Amelia thanked her in surprise, "Okay, Aunt Olivia. I know what to do now. Thank you so much. Good girl. Don't let me down." After finishing work, Drake had dinner with his client. In the restaurant, he saw Sophia having dinner alone with a single glimpse. She munched the food elegantly. Drake could tell her dinner cost at least $100,000 from the dishes on the table. While eating, she scrolled through her phone with one hand, a smile playing on her lips. Drake knew what had happened online in the morning. After reading the netizens' curses, he felt frustrated. However, She didn't seem to be affected and enjoyed her food. Somehow, the happier she was, the more upset he became. Drake stood up and walked to Sophia. Sophia paused. Seeing Drake, she put on a bright smile. "Hi, Mr. Riley." Chapter 7 Sophia, what exactly is your relationship with Travis? Her smile was charming and enchanting, making Drake's heart skip a beat. Her tone sounded like they were old acquaintances meeting again here. "Are you really Sophia Lawson?" 3 years had passed. Sophia had become too strange for him to recognize. Sophia continued to munch her food and answered, "Who else can I be, Mr. Riley? After all, everyone changes." Drake failed to find the familiar smile on her face. Suddenly, he seized her arm and asked, "Tell me. What on earth are you doing now? You hurt me back then and left me without a goodbye. Now you take revenge on me. What do you want?" He gripped her so tightly that Sophia frowned in pain. "Mr. Riley, if you don't let go of me, I'll call security. Answer me." Drake looked into her eyes. Sophia giggled in amusement, "Mr. Riley, if you really want to know the answers, why don't you go home and ask your stepmother?" Drake furrowed his brows. "You know she's my stepmother." Sophia's lips were raised into an ironic smile. "I know a lot of things. I also know Emilia Lane is the fiancée introduced by your stepmother. By the way, I did that thing to your fiancée. Are you here to teach me a lesson?" Without waiting for his response, she added, "Even if you taught me a lesson, so what? Others might not know it. Can't you tell all the video clips are real, Mr. Riley? N. I wonder how you feel after learning what your fiancé had done before meeting you." "Of course, I don't care. After all, I only wished to disgrace the Riley family. I did it to help you instead of taking revenge on you. Mr. Riley, you are welcome." Drake was rendered wordless. Sophia looked like a stranger, and he failed to recall what she was like years ago. "Well, if you feel sorry for your fiancé as her reputation has been tarnished, it's fine. You can avenge her. I'm not afraid. Try me." She stood up. "I wanted to enjoy dinner, but someone has sickened me. Mr. Riley, go ahead to enjoy the food. By the way, I'll pay the bill. Bon appétit." Then she was about to leave the restaurant. Drake stood upright. "Sophia Lawson, what's your relationship with Travis Lawson?" Sophia stopped in her tracks but didn't turn around. Drake got closer to her. Although his attention focused on her appealing earlobe, he repressed the urge in his chest and asked in a deep voice, "Tell me. How many men have you slept with in the past 3 years? Each piece of your clothes costs at least 1 million. Travis Lawson is indeed generous to you, huh?" Sophia giggled, turning around. Although she was shorter than him, she gave off a strong aura that could match his. She slowly got closer to his ear. While her warm breath was on his ear, it reddened. Sophia chuckled, "Mr. Riley, do you want to buy me to sleep with you? I don't mind. Here. Take this number and wait in line." As she spoke, she pulled out a card with the number 100 and shoved it into his hand. "This is your number. Remember. Taking it to see me. Or I won't meet you," she reminded him. "See you." Sophia wagged her finger at him with an enchanting smile. Drake stared at the card and tore it into pieces shortly after. "You do have the balls, Sophia Lawson." When everyone thought the matter had ended in Amelia's victory, Charles Lawson posted lines online to prove the videos from Sophia were all real. He guaranteed his identification with his career and personal reputation. Charles was a well-known genius in the country. When he was 5, he showed his talents in computing. Later, he made all kinds of miracles and stayed in the National Institutes, making many significant contributions. His testimony made the netizens change their attitudes. Holy shit. I didn't expect the daughter of the Lane family to be such a playgirl. She pretends to be innocent but is hypocritical. Think about her words in the video clip. She purposely slandered Sophia Lawson. She said Sophia Lawson was jealous of her. We don't know what happened between Sophia Lawson and Mr. Riley. Who knows what happened back then? Emilia Lane must have done something to harm Sophia Lawson, so the latter avenged herself in such a way. Emilia Lane is the really disgusting bitch. The Riley family is disgraced by her this time. Drake Riley has never officially admitted she's his fiancée, has he? She dreams of becoming his wife. What a shameless bitch. I heard Emilia had never stayed with the Lane family. She was taken in when she was pretty old. The netizens' comments were intolerable to the eye. After reading the news, Flynn asked his friend, "Who is Sophia Lawson?" She's close to Travis Lawson of the Lawson family. Even Charles Lawson defended her. Bailey Duncan frowned. Sophia's surname is Lawson. Is she the daughter of the Lawson family? His words made Drake's eyes darken. Impossible. Flynn denied it. The Lawson family never has a daughter. Everyone knows it. Besides, remember how poor she was when we were at the college. Bailey tried hard to recall the past. He had to admit Flynn's words made sense. If Sophia was the daughter of the Lawson family, how could she be so poor at college? However, Flynn approached Drake. Drake, your fiancé is truly open-minded. Fortunately, you've never admitted your relationship. Otherwise, you would become a real cuckold now. Before he finished mocking, Drake jumped to his feet. Flynn asked in confusion, "Where are you going?" After dinner, Sophia and Chloe left the restaurant chatting and laughing. Haha. You've stricken Emilia Lane heavily. It'll be too difficult for her to bounce back. Well, probably not. Don't forget she has helpers. You mean Drake Riley's stepmother? Exactly. Olivia Grant did many things to kick me away to let Emilia become Drake Riley's fiancée back then. She wouldn't let Emilia be ruined so easily. Chloe looked at her with a worried look. Chapter 8 Mr. Riley, do you want to rekindle the old affair? Patting her hand, Sophia consoled her, "Don't worry about me. Since I've decided to take revenge on them, I'm never afraid. I must win this battle." Chloe hugged her. "No matter what, Sophia, we're always with you. Don't burden everything yourself. We'll help you. I know. Thanks. Go home, Chloe." "All right." They sat in their cars and separated. After arriving home, Sophia was about to enter her house but found she was trailed after by someone. She sped up and pulled out her phone to call Travis. The next second, the trailer grabbed her hand and made her phone drop. Then he pressed her against the wall. She recognized it was Drake and was relieved. Drake looked at her with disdain. "You fool around with so many men. How can you be so cowardly? Or you've done too many evil deeds, so you are afraid of bad karma." Sophia curled her lips into a mocking smile. "Mr. Riley, aren't you afraid as well? Whenever you met me, you pressed me against the wall. Are you afraid I'll do something to you? Mr. Riley, you can't forget me, can you? You've missed me for the past 3 years, so you came to me. Do you want to rekindle our old affair?" Drake narrowed his gaze at her. After a while, he uttered, "You cheap whore." Sophia had thought she had become too strong to be hurt. However, his words still raised a sharp pang in her chest that almost suffocated her. "I am cheap, but a man whose fiancée has cheated on him countless times is cheaper." Drake stared daggers at her. "As I told you last time, Mr. Riley, if you want to sleep with me, you must obey my rules. Otherwise." Before she finished speaking, he suddenly pressed a kiss on her. Sophia subconsciously dodged, but his kiss fell on her neck. Without moving, he bit her fiercely. Sophia bit her lip subconsciously in pain but didn't let out a cry. Drake let go of her, staring at his bite mark. Suddenly, he chuckled in irony. You let Charles Lawson defend you. I guess you must have pleased him in bed. I'm curious how he will react after seeing another man's trace on your body. It's none of your business, Mr. Riley. You'd better go home to coax your fiancé. After all, I'm afraid it'll be difficult for her to marry you now. Drake snorted. Think I'll suffer after you've done that? She's just a woman. I don't care. Sophia narrowed her eyes, wondering if that was also what he thought of when she left him. In self-mockery, she chuckled. If Drake had loved her for real, how could he have done those things to hurt her? I'm curious, Mr. Riley. Why did you come to me tonight? Talk about the old days. Drake never stopped studying her expression with intense eyes. Grandpa asked me to take you home and apologize to my family. Apologize? He doesn't deserve my apology. Drake could tell how much she disdained his family, wondering if something had happened before. In fact, when his grandfather called Sophia's name at his birthday banquet, Drake was surprised. In his memories, he had never introduced Sophia to the old Riley. When did you get to know my grandfather? Mr. Riley, what do you know? You know nothing. Well, you don't need to know those things, either. Sophia sounded exhausted when talking about this topic. She added leisurely, I'm tired. I need to go home. Make your way. Her tone was determined and ruthless. After pushing him aside forcibly, she entered the elevator. When Drake left her house, he called his assistant, Paul Parker. Check what happened to Sophia Lawson in Amaraja back then. Paul understood what he meant by back then. Although he wasn't part of it, he had heard about it. Confused, he asked, Mr. Riley, weren't you with Miss Lawson in Amaraja back then? Do as you are told to do. Stop talking nonsense. Yes, Mr. Riley. When Drake was annoyed, no one dared to provoke him. Immediately, Paul started his investigation. The following morning, when Sophia walked out of her house, she was slapped without being able to dodge. Bitch. You've already vanished. Why did you come back? How dare you make trouble? It was Olivia. She was also the last target that Sophia wished to take vengeance on. Instead of replying, Sophia slapped her across her face in return. You owed me. Olivia didn't expect her to fight back, glaring at her in disbelief. How dare you? I do dare. Sophia kicked her as well. Olivia Grant, forgotten what you've done to me? You should know one day I'll come back to you and return your favor. Olivia felt the pain, seething in rage. When she wanted to approach Sophia, the latter warned her, Mrs. Riley, you are in my territory. I'll call security if you dare to make any move. Olivia couldn't bear to be kicked out, so she tried to calm down. I know what you want. Tell me. How much do you want so you can leave? Money. Sophia retorted ironically, you gave me money to force me to leave Drake Riley back then. Want to use the same way? Olivia mocked her, Sophia Lawson, don't forget how poor you were in the past. Think you've become wealthy after sleeping around with several men and gaining money from them? You are just a whore. Why don't you accept my money to have a good life instead of selling out your body to men? If you can't consider the situation. She broke off, but she was sure Sophia could get her threat. Sophia looked at her with disdain. What if I can't? Kick me out of Sealand. It's just a piece of cake to do so. Sophia laughed. Give it a shock. Let me see how you'll kick me out of Sealand. With those words, she was about to bypass Olivia. Olivia didn't expect her to be so arrogant. Sophia Lawson, think you can do anything because the Lawson family is your backer? If you are competent, you should stop bothering Drake and focus on hooking up with Travis Lawson. I'll probably respect you if you can marry into the Lawson family. Chapter 9 Sophia, don't be ridiculous. Sophia stopped in her tracks with a bright smile. Mrs. Riley, if I am not mistaken, you are not Drake Riley's birth mother, are you? Olivia's face changed. Only a few people knew this, and Olivia wondered how Sophia had known it. Sophia swung toward her, bent to get close to her ear, and whispered, "You must be wondering why I know it. Well, I won't tell you. You want me to take your money and disappear because you want your niece, Amelia Lane, to marry Drake Riley. So your niece could control him. Right." Olivia flinched quickly. "Stop slandering me, Sophia Lawson." Sophia could tell how tense she had become. "Whether I'm slandering you, Mrs. Riley, you should know it clearly. We both are not stupid. If you do anything to annoy me, I won't tolerate you. Mind you, I'm no longer Sophia Lawson you've known before. Understand?" Sophia stared daggers at Olivia, and the latter couldn't help flinching quickly. "How? How could it be possible?" In Olivia's opinion, Sophia was just a weak woman who could be bullied by anyone. However, she had become so tough and threatening. Olivia could tell Sophia had become the obstacle in her plan and probably would ruin it in the future, so she decided to find a way to get rid of her. Night had fallen. In the noisy Sunshine Pub, Helena Warburg was the last one arriving at the booth. As soon as she sat down, Chloe shoved a cup of vodka into her hands. "Helena, you are late. 3 shots as the penalty." Helena put down the cup. "Chloe, I've just got off a flight. Neither of you picked me up. Then I rushed to hang out with you. How can you let me take 3 shots? Do you want to kill me? Save it. We know you are good at drinking. Take the penalty or not. If not, you can get out." Chloe didn't buy it. "You are so heartless." Helena was about to gulp the vodka down. Suddenly, she thought of something and asked, "Sophia, will Travis come here tonight?" Before Sophia answered, Chloe chimed in, "Think Travis doesn't know you are good at drinking." Helena looked at Sophia pitifully, unlike the straightforward woman as usual. "Really?" Sophia giggled, "Don't worry, Helena. Travis doesn't know it. He won't join us tonight." Helena was relieved and drank the 3 shots in one go. Chloe laughed loudly. "Helena, if you are drunk someday, don't worry. Sophia and I will send you to Travis' bed." Pointing her cup at Chloe, Helena chuckled, "I love what you said. Let's get drunk, honey." Then she directly grabbed a beer bottle and drank up. Not far from them, Flynn had been watching them for a while. He patted Drake. "Hey, Drake." Chloe Thomas, the daughter of the Pinkerton Thomas family, and Helena Warburg, the daughter of Pinkerton Warburg family. How did Sophia Lawson get to know them? Drake focused on Sophia all the time. Her smile reminded him of the girl he had known at college. Since she left, he looked for her in all kinds of ways but failed to find a clue. Sophia suddenly appeared in his life and dropped off from the surface of the earth. They were in love and familiar with each other. However, he knew limited things about her. Flynn didn't get his response, so he asked in confusion, "Don't you know it either, Drake?" Bailey's gentle voice rang, "You should know Drake has been looking for Sophia over these years. However, he always fails, although he's influential. Do you know what it means?" Flynn didn't think it mattered. "What does it mean?" "It means Sophia Lawson is a gold digger. She approaches the rich and ignores the poor. After knowing Drake had become wealthy, she came to Sealand and trailed after us everywhere. She does it purposely to attract Drake's attention, doesn't she?" Drake couldn't take his eyes off Sophia at all. Staring at her smile, he recalled when they met first and felt as if he had turned the clock back. However, for some reason, he didn't think she was still the girl he used to know. He would feel expectant if she came to Sealand because he was wealthy. However, he could tell that was not her purpose. Flynn studied Drake. "Drake, are you still missing that heartless woman? Forgotten how she hurt you back then?" Drake didn't reply. The other two men didn't know if he had heard Flynn's reminder. "Well." Flynn still wanted to continue, but Bailey stopped him with a glance. They looked at the girls again in unison. After drinking several bottles of beer, Helena sat down and praised, "Sophia, your method works. Amelia Lane is so defeated. Her reputation has been tarnished in the upper class. She will never marry into the Riley family." Chloe snorted. "If Sophia hadn't been lucky, she would have been killed after that bitch hit her. I guess Amelia has never thought Sophia could survive. Let's not talk about those things." Helena patted Sophia and Chloe. "Shall we dance, girls? Let's shake off all our worries." Sophia and Chloe stood up, following her to the dance floor in the center. When they appeared, many patrons' attention was attracted. In the beginning, others danced with them. Gradually, they left space and watched them dance. Flynn remarked with an obsessed look, "Wow. Wasn't she an aloof angel back then? She becomes a hot girl when dancing. Close your eyes." Drake had an urge to kill all the men in the pub as they all gazed at the three girls, especially Sophia. She never liked to put on black clothes. However, after they met again, Drake saw her always in a black dress that outlined her curvy body. Under the neon lights, she became more charming and seductive. Drake stood up and was about to walk to her. Suddenly, there was a battle on the dance floor. "Are you blind? You stamp my feet. Moron." The familiar voice made Sophia stop dancing. She chuckled, "Aria Riley." Aria was surprised as well. She came here to cheer up Amelia so the latter could forget things that had troubled her for several days. However, they met Sophia. Chapter 10 Mr. Riley, proposed to her. "Humph. Sophia Lawson, you bitch. You made my grandfather stop trusting my sister-in-law. Since you appeared, my brother has never talked to her. It's all your fault, bitch." She pounced at Sophia. However, the latter grabbed her wrist, gazing at her aggressively. Amelia had never seen Sophia be like this. In her opinion, Sophia was a village girl who couldn't do anything. She couldn't believe that Sophia had become so charming. Afraid that Amelia would attack Sophia, Helena and Chloe stood in front of her to block her way. "Aria Riley, you still don't believe the videos are real, do you? How pitiful. You've become a fool." Aria forcibly pulled her hand back. "What nonsense are you talking about? Because of you, my sister-in-law would never be able to marry my brother. Sophia Lawson, do you want to marry into our Riley family?" "I disagree back then, and so do I now." Her words amused Sophia more. "What? Disagree? I admit I was too incompetent back then, but I've changed. The more you disagree, the more I will show you what I can do. After marrying into your family, I'll bully you and make you live in hell. I dare you. Go to hell." As she spoke, Aria wanted to scratch Sophia. "Enough." Seeing the man, Aria said with an aggrieved look, "Drake, fortunately, you are here. It's all this woman's fault. She set up my sister-in-law and tarnished her reputation. Look how haggard Amelia is now." Drake darted a glance at Amelia, who was shedding tears as if she was made of water. "Drake, I admit I was too young and unruly back then. I did a lot of naughty things. At that time, I learned I wasn't my parents' biological daughter, so I thought I was an orphan. I indulged myself for a while and fooled around. Later, after my birth parents found me, I realized I shouldn't have done so, so I quit. I also cut ties with those people. I understand if you can't forgive me, but I'm sorry. I want to change. Can you give me a chance? The pub was packed and extremely crowded on the dance floor. All the onlookers had read the news online, so they were excited when watching the scene. The sudden applause attracted their attention. Sophia was clapping. What a good apology. Mr. Riley, please forgive her. She looks so appealing when shedding tears. Do you need me to give you a ring so that you can propose to her? Drake focused on Sophia all the time. Just now Sophia said to Arya that she wanted to marry into the Riley family, but now she encouraged him to propose to Emilia. What exactly did she mean? Ignoring him, Sophia pulled out her phone and called a jewelry store's owner. Hello, Mr. Chan, right? This is Sophia Lawson. I want to buy a ring with the biggest diamond from your store. Right. Please send it to Sunshine Pub. Now. No one could understand what she was doing. Even Helena and Chloe looked at her with baffled expressions. Soon, the diamond ring was delivered. Sophia opened the box and exposed the ring with a huge diamond. Whoa! How big! It's sparking! How beautiful! I wish it could be mine. Sophia picked up the ring and passed it to Drake. You are my ex-boyfriend. Since you failed to prepare it, I can back you up. Hurry! Propose to your fiancé. From now on, you should love and support each other. Wish you happy together forever after. Arya wondered what was in her mind. What on earth do you want, Sophia Lawson? She snapped. She couldn't believe Sophia was that kind to let Drake marry Emilia. Seeing Drake keep silent, Sophia chuckled, no worries. I won't blackmail you to pay the ring. It's my gift for your marriage. Flynn and Bailey gaped at the scene, wondering what she was doing. Emilia looked at Drake expectantly. She had been waiting for so many years. It would be ideal if Drake could propose to her in Sophia's presence. Drake and Sophia locked eyes. His intense eyes seemed as if he was about to swallow her. Sophia didn't care at all. A smile was still on her face. After a long while, Drake replied, "Keep it to yourself. I don't need it." Then he turned away. Arya called him, "Drake. Drake. You can't go like this. What will my sister-in-law do?" He stopped in his tracks. "Arya Riley, listen to me carefully. I've never considered marrying Emilia Lane. If you call her sister-in-law again, get out of my house with her." He vanished in sight. His words raised a mighty uproar in the pub. It turned out Drake Riley had never admitted Emilia Lane to be his fiancée. However, the patrons could understand the reason. According to the online videos, Emilia used to be that kind of girl. If they were Drake, they also wouldn't accept her. Besides, Drake was a man of high status. They wondered if he had seen her through, so he never admitted her. Emilia still gazed in the direction where Drake vanished. Sophia added fuel to the fire. Staring at the ring, she sighed, "Alas. I feel sorry for my ring. He didn't accept it?" Emilia withdrew her gaze and stared at her. Their gazes met mid-air, but Sophia wasn't scared by her ferocious gaze. "You did it on purpose, Sophia Lawson." Sophia's words enlightened Arya. Sophia admitted it, "Right. I did. What's wrong? Sophia Lawson, you shameless bitch." Arya was too reckless and brainless. Before she hit Sophia, Chloe and Helena stopped her. Sophia darted a glance at her and retorted, "What is wrong with you? Can't you tell who's the shameless one?" Emilia stopped pretending to be innocent. "Think I'll fail to marry into the Riley family after you've done so?" Sophia replied with a broad smile on her face. "Miss Lane, you misunderstood me. I hope you can marry into the Riley family. After all, you are a perfect match for Drake Riley. However, he refused to marry you. What can I do?"